From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, intensified attacks by government and allied forces have reportedly killed dozens in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ghouta near Damascus. Video of the scene showed rescuers running, trying to reach casualties in Hamouria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said its monitors witnessed airstrikes, rocket fire, and shelling on the besieged suburbs of Damascus. The UN estimates 400,000 live in the area, which has been under government siege since 2013. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the Aleppo experience, whereby rebels negotiated an exit from the northern city, could be used as well in eastern Ghouta. Meanwhile, Turkey is warning Syria against intervening in northwest Afrin, where it has intervened and is battling Kurdish rebels. Speaking in Jordan, Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said the aim is to clear the Turkish frontier of terrorists, a reference to the YPG Kurdish fighters. He said if Syria enters Afrin to support them, then no one can stop us. Thousands of Zimbabweans Monday took to the streets of Harare to pay tribute to the late opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who died of cancer last week. Supporters wore the trademark red of the Movement for Democratic Change, which he led for 17 years. Among those addressing the crowd, longtime Tsvangirai ally Faxon Chimenda.
The only way you can pay tribute to this man, who was able to dine with the devil, is for you to unite and work together as a team.
The devil to which he referred was Tsvangirai's nemesis, former President Robert Mugabe, who was ousted by the military last November. Zimbabwe is set to hold elections by July 1st. This is VOA News. Three Iranian policemen and two paramilitaries were killed in Tehran Monday in clashes with members of the Sufi Muslim religious order. The semi-official Fars news agency said a Sufi follower rammed a bus into a group of security personnel during clashes in Tehran over the release of Sufi adherents detained at a police station. Some 30 security force members were injured. Maldives President Abdullah Yameen is seeking to extend his state of emergency in the Indian Ocean archipelago, popular with tourists, but the opposition boycotted, leaving the parliament short of a quorum. David Brewster is a security analyst at the Australian National University.
By ignoring the rulings of the Supreme Court, essentially sacking the Supreme Court and arresting opposition leaders. So if there's a crisis, it's his crisis.
Mr. Yameen imposed the state of emergency February 5th for 15 days and annulled a Supreme Court ruling that overturned the convictions of nine opposition members and ordered their release. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has told Chinese-Filipino businessmen Monday that China's expanding its military presence in the South China Sea to defend against the U.S., not confront its Asian neighbors. Mr. Duterte said he received a promise from his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping that China won't build on the contested Scarborough Shoal, calling him a man of honor. In Mozambique, at least 17 were killed Monday in the capital Maputo when a 15-meter pile of garbage collapsed as a result of heavy rains, burying several homes. The death toll is feared to go higher. In Florida, the former high school student who stands accused of a shooting rampage at a high school in Parkland last week appeared again in court Monday, shackled. 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder after Wednesday's attack on the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School near Fort Lauderdale. It's the deadliest shooting ever at a U.S. high school. At the Winter Olympics in South Korea, Canada's Cassie Sharp took Olympic gold in the women's ski halfpipe Tuesday. Meanwhile, Canadian counterpart ice dancers Tessa Virtue and Scott Moir claimed their second Olympic gold medal at a free dance and broke a world record. Meanwhile, the Olympic Committee spokesman Mark Adams said despite the doping case of a Russian curler, the anti-doping system has proven effective.
It does show, I think, you know, our systems are working here.
He called the case of Alexander Krushelnitsky disappointing, calling the pre-games drug testing the most comprehensive in Olympic history. Asian stocks traded lower Tuesday after European markets fell on Monday. U.S. markets were closed for the President's Day holiday. Much of the Asian economic activity has slowed during the Lunar New Year holiday period. Once again, the hour's top story: in Syria, intensified attacks by government and allied forces reportedly killed dozens in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ghouta near Damascus. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.